Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, February 3rd. The brightest star in the night sky scoots low across the south on winter nights. So do several past and future brightest stars. They're all in Canis Major, the big dog. The current champion is Sirius, the dog star, which is low in the southeast as night falls. Sirius appears so bright for a couple of reasons. For one, it really is bright, about 25 times brighter than the sun. For another, it's close, less than 9 light years away. Sirius and the sun are moving through the galaxy at different rates, though, so they haven't always been this close, and they won't stay this close for long. The distances to other stars are changing as well, which means that other bright stars drift in and out of view, giving us different brightest stars at different times. About 4.7 million years ago, the title belonged to Adara, which today is the second brightest star in the Big Dog. It's much bigger and brighter than Sirius. So while it never got closer than about 34 light years, it peaked at about 10 times Sirius's current brightness. That's as bright as Venus, which currently reigns as the morning star. A few hundred thousand years later, another of the stars of Canis Major took the title. And about 3 million years from now, the brightest star will be in our Canis Majoris. It won't be as bright as Sirius is today, but it'll outshine all the other stars. One more bright light from the Big Dog. We have more skywatching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.